This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org on the World Wide Web, if you should be fortunate enough to have it. If not, I guess you're listening to the radio. And now, since you are listening to the radio, here's Radiola.
Thank you.
This is WHCL 88.7 FM, the station that technology forgot. And, well, we'll deal with that later. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and we've got a pretty good show tonight. Of course, I'm saying that before it begins. It's called Handle with Care, and that's a double meaning. Again, I'm going too clever by half here, or maybe not half enough. But handle with care is something that you would advise somebody to do if they're carrying a fragile object. Handle with care also refers to most of the songs and parts of the show. Handle, and the name of them, the title contains the word care or variation thereof. So on that thin ice, let us skate outward and onward after telling you what we started with. We started with Frank Crummett with his classic, although I'm the only one who seems to think so. What do I care? What do I care? My sweetie turned me down. That was from 1925. After that, Lil's Hot Shots, which was basically Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, recording under false colors for a different label. Didn't fool anybody, by the way. Drop That Sack, 1926. I guess that isn't handling it with care. And then Moe's Tapiero, handling his ostensibly earthenware instrument with care, the ocarina. And that would be William Tell Overture, and that was from 1912. And we always start with that because it's the one thing I can rely on. Sort of like it gives us a little something to work with. And the same theme of handling with care in the literal sense and not my convoluted sense, the Washingtonians from 1928, and that would have been Duke Ellington. And here he is. Boy, somebody's about to tell me this, too, and I don't blame him. Take it easy. Thank you. That was scratch. Oh boy, if it itches, go ahead. I don't care. Scratch, and that was by the Blue Ribbon Syncopators, 1927. Before that, Louisiana Stompers, Fletcher Henderson recording on a dime store label in 1927 for the Rough House Blues. And I'm feeling Rough House tonight. I dare anybody to come at me. Bring them on. Oh, boy, am I in a good mood. Well, you wish you knew. And before that, the Washingtonians, Take It Easy, as if. And that was from 1928. Continuing now with Handle With Care, and somebody's going to be handling me with care, too, and probably a straitjacket. And that Hanshaw, what do I care what somebody said? I wish I could have that attitude, but I just don't. Here she is.
I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for me.
Baby just cares for me. Well, she better. Well, if she doesn't, that's time to get yourself tested, because you never know what's going on there. This day and age, it can be especially dangerous. That's my public service announcement. Now I don't have to play one, but you know what I'm talking about. My Baby Just Cares for Me, Jack Payne and his band from 1930. And it's a good band, too. Good band. British, you could tell from the accents. Before that, two guys who definitely were not British, but probably descended from the British. Tom Smith and Dud Williamson, My Baby Just Cares for Me, also 1930, as far as I know. And they were just playing their little mandolin and whatever stringed instruments they had at hand. Starting with Annette Hanshaw, who was, thank heaven, she was American. It's something we can brag about. What Do I Care What Somebody Said? And that was 1927. I didn't write the date down, but I'm just winging it now. This is a wing show. We're flying on a wing and a prayer, and two working CD players, or maybe one and a half working CD players. So If it suddenly lapses into a commentary show, you'll know why. And I'm Andy Senior, your irrepressible host, although I think they're getting a law together to that effect. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and got a few streamers. Thank you. Thanks for I feel like I'm the guest of honor at a hanging tonight. All right, now Lee Morris. And talking about handling things with care, here's one from 1924. A perfect recording, which of course was a misnomer because they were anything but. But thank heaven she recorded these. Lee Morris, Mailman Blues.
2 weeks ago today, but Daddy waved away and promised me to write every night. Now you know how they are when they get away so far. They just can't treat a gal right. Now all I do is sit and wait, thinking his love has turned to hate. I got the mailman blues, just waiting for the news that my daddy's coming home. I got the mailman blues because my daddy don't choose to let other women alone. Ever since the day when he went away, all I can do is just hope and pray that man I want blue and he'll get the blue. I got the mailman blues. When a woman gets blue, she hangs her head and cries, do, 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 do. When a woman gets blue, she hangs her head and cries. But when a man gets blue, he catches train and runs. A man in Memphis, one in Missouri too. Do, 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 do. A man in Memphis, oh, one in Missouri too. A man in Memphis don't love me, man in Missouri too. Oh, a black-handed woman make a good man leave this town. Do, 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 do. I said a black-handed woman make a preacher lay his Bible down. But a red-handed woman make a phone thank his pappy down. Yes, yes, I got the mailman. I ain't got no good news.
Shake It and Break It, which I think I might shake and break a few things once I get home, but the studio, that would be redundant because everything else here is already shook and broken. And that was Zick Myers and his orchestra, recorded in California, 1923. Before that, the Dixie Stompers, again Fletcher Henderson, recording acoustically for the Harmony label, Snag It, 1927, beginning with Mailman Blues. 1924, that was Lee Morse. Just her and her guitar, no bluegrass boys in evidence, although they were soon to follow. And continuing with this adventure and suspense, Glenn Leitsky's Midnight Serenaders. It's actually Glenn Light, because his son wrote to me and told me it's Glenn Light, whatever the guy's name is, on the label. It is Glenn Light, and Glenn Light is... recording 1930, You're the One I Care For. More, I could use some care right now. Maybe institutional care, but we'll discuss that later, dear. Thank you.
I love to stay, but with too much concentration on a certain situation. Please, Mr. Hemingway, when you offer me anything I see, can you blame me if I obey? Limousines don't drive me frantic, but when you become romantic, please, Mr. Hemingway, I love a brave man with big He-Man stuff, but not a caveman, so remember not to play too rough. I appreciate every dinner date, and there's no more I can say. I don't mind your kind attention, but when you forget convention, please, Mr. Hemingway.
Brokeback Lombardo here on Radiola. And you heard it here, nowhere else. That was Please, Mr. Hemingway, sung by some very frolicsome youths. I guess Carmen was in there singing, Carmen Lombardo, but that was Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians singing very latent type songs. Definitely, there is a, I have a recording that by a woman, but I thought it'd be fun to play that one tonight. And so I did. Got to have some fun in life. 1932, before that, Jimmy Greer and his orchestra from a transcription recorded at the now defunct and, I assume, no longer standing Ambassador Hotel, the Coconut Grove. The more you hurt me, the more you make me care. I don't even want to get into that. I've seen relationships like that, and I don't want to even discuss it. That was from 32 as well. Before that, from 1930, Glenn Light. Glenn Leitsky, as it says on the label, but Glenn Light's Midnight Serenaders. Glenn Leitsky, because it would be Leitsky, yes. Well, I heard from his son a while ago, and his son said that he'd never heard any recordings that his father made. And I said, well, you know, there's a few of them on this CD. And in fact, they are. And Paramount Hot Dance Volume 2 is issued by the Jazz Oracle label. And it's a very worthy label, except CD player number 2 doesn't like it. But I love it, and I'm assuming your CD player, not being as temperamental as CD player number 2, will like it as well. But that's a good, worthy effort, and yes, you know, if my father had made a record, I'm sure I'd want to hear it too. his record was mainly the tab he was running at the track, and we'll continue on that later. Now, as we approach our halfway through the show and an hour into it. My wife didn't like that remark. Well, the man's dead. What can you do? He's gone. Let's not gloss that over. Life is terribly interesting. Harry Fay from 1909. This is a cylinder which you can download from the University of California Santa Barbara site, and there's about 6,000 of these puppies on there for download. And I downloaded this one, and I put it on a disc. I put it on a CD, just showing you how antediluvian I am, because all the smart money is on iPods this week. And it's called I Don't Care If There Is a Girl.
Young love, bits love, dear old pal of ours, once bought some old haunted towel, sent his valley down to get the place all right. but the man came home with tales of ghosts that every night all round your bed they'll stand, he said. But Claude answered gaily as he scratched his curly head, well, I don't care if there's a girl there, that's the place where I'd like to be. I don't care if there's a girl there, just to keep me company. Young or old girl, shy or bold girls, all know my pedigree. I don't care if there's a girl there, where the girls are, you'll find me. Weekend we spend bathing in the sea. One noon last June, Uncle Timothy bought a bathing suit and said he'd learn to swim. When he saw the sea, he said it looked too wet for him. One little maid cried, you're afraid, said Uncle as he toddled in to slap the saucy jade. Well, I don't care if there's a girl there, that's the place where I'd like to be. I don't care if there's a girl there, just to keep me company. Young or old girl, shy or bold girls, all know my pedigree. I don't care if there's a girl there, where the girls are, you'll find me.
Love's golden dreams sparkling anew.